The Supreme Parish Council, blessed be their holy name, would like to remind everyone that they are, in fact, in charge. No one is to question their authority. Be humble before them, knowing that they are here in our midst, looking after us in their everlasting goodness. Be thankful to them, ladies and gentlemen, and stay strong and resolute, following their instructions and mandates with fear and trembling. Remember, please, that all confessions made to me are first to be submitted to them for approval. Do not, under any circumstance, come to confession without your signed certificate with ID and proof of repentance before the Supreme Parish Council. Without the appropriate paperwork, you will not be forgiven. I repeat, you will not be forgiven. Today's public execution of Samantha Jones for adultery will take place just before the bake sale at 1 p.m., following noon Spanish Mass. Please remember that no photography or video is allowed, but that if ushers do not catch you in the act, to please tag us when posting on social media. As requested by His Holiness earlier this week, all able men 18 years or older must enter the Swiss Guard draft no later than the 31st of February to defend Holy Mother Church against the Viking hordes presently invading the Holy Lands. You can sign up with Miss White near the playground immediately following Mass. Beginning next month, all parishioners weighing in excess of 275 pounds are requested to please sit as close to the center of the pew as possible, so as not to inconvenience those normal-sized parishioners who would otherwise have to squeeze around your gluttony to take a seat. I've just been handed an urgent note. If you are the owner of a 1996 Burgundy Ford Tempo, please be aware that you have parked atop Miss White's guardian angel, Kevin. Kevin kindly requests that you please move your car as soon as possible, and to please be more cautious when driving in the parking lot, as there are a number of children and guardian angels at any given time in and around the parking lot. Kevin would also like to inform the owner of the 1996 Burgundy Ford Tempo that your car is leaking oil all over one of his radiant white wings. After some inspection, Kevin believes that the leak may be the cause of degraded engine gaskets, which, if true, can cost anywhere from $150 to $1,200. Beginning next Sunday, there will be two Mass time changes. The Clown Mass will now begin at 9 a.m. as opposed to 9:30, immediately followed by the Solemn Tridentine High Mass. Please make the necessary adjustments in your calendar. Next month's annual Jamboree will take place from the 17th to the 19th, which, go figure, just so happens to be the same day as St. Agatha's Jamboree. Please do not be lured into going to theirs simply because they have rides, games, and food, and that everyone that goes has such a great time that they can't stop talking about it for the rest of the year. Entrance to our Jamboree will be 3/10,000ths of a Bitcoin. Another Mass time change. Beginning next week, the 9 a.m. Clown Mass and the 10:30 a.m. Solemn Tridentine High Mass will be consolidated into one Mass. The Solemn Tridentine Clown High Mass will take place at precisely 3 in the morning. Please make the necessary adjustments in your calendar. As some of you may have noticed, our church is now facing a completely different direction than it was last week. Sometime late last night, the ground beneath our church began to tremble, the earth shook, and our church supernaturally rotated 180 degrees. And is now facing east and thus toward Jerusalem. Many windows were shattered in the process, and we will be holding a third collection next week to help pay for the cost of replacing them. We ask everyone to please be generous and to consider upping your donations from $1 to $1,753 if at all possible. Also, we will be holding a blood drive following next week's Mass, and all blood donated will be sold to the local Church of Satan to help recoup any money the church must pay that was not covered by the third collection. Speaking of the Church of Satan, we kindly ask everyone to ignore the two Satanists sitting in the back wearing all black and whose eyes are presently rolling to the back of their heads. They have promised to abduct no more than two virgins this month for their annual human sacrifice to the Dark Lord. To all virgins here today, thank you for your devotion and unwavering dedication to God and the Supreme Parish Council, and for being such a great example to our youth. In fact, will all the virgins in attendance today please stand up and be recognized? Thank you. No, not you, Donna. You're not pulling the wool over anyone's eyes. I heard your confessions last week. Please be seated. To the rest of you, thank you again. Now, speaking of pulling the wool over everyone's eyes, my own personal weekly reminder to not let Deacon George make you believe he's as good and as holy as he's always desperately and pathetically trying to appear. Remember, a deacon is a poor man's priest. Hey, Deacon, try making a decision in your life. Get married or become a priest, am I right, everyone? It's not like you'd do anything special anyway. You don't even have a good singing voice. No one likes you, Deacon George. No one. Not even your mom. Those of you who attended last week's mandatory chastity talk, please remember to sign and submit your chastity commitment cards by noon tomorrow. The Supreme Parish Council, blessed be their holy name, would like to remind all those that do not sign and submit the card that they will be branded by hot iron before next week's Hare Krishna Mass. Remember, ladies, no one likes a slut. Do you want to be known as a slut? I don't think so. So sign and submit the form. On a side note, those ladies who do sign and submit the card, please be sure to make an extra copy and to submit it to the Satanist sitting in the back before next Sunday. We would like to welcome all vacationers and visitors from out of town. We're so happy that you've chosen to join our faith community permanently. Please take a little time after Mass to fill out the questionnaire located at the end of each pew. Be sure to include your social security number, blood type, and any useful skills which the Supreme Parish Council ought to consider in determining your role here. The ushers will be collecting the questionnaires before escorting you to your new quarters. And now, please turn to the back cover of your missalette and let us pray together the prayer to end the locust plague. Heavenly Father, you created the skies above and all the creatures below, and we thank you. But for whatever reason, you seem to have created a disproportionate number of locusts this year in our diocese. In your mercy, through the intercession of Mary Most Holy, hear our prayers and remove some of the locusts. Watch over us and guide our efforts to combat the locust population as we import thousands of beetles, known to be natural locust predators. May the beetles be sturdy and courageous beetles who gently curb the locust population without overflourishing and becoming themselves a nuisance, which is an obvious risk that we must take, trusting in your loving protection. Amen. We're still looking for a few volunteers who would be able to assist in tonight's exorcism of our fellow parishioner, Candace O'Neill, who, as you can see, is presently crawling upside down on the rafters of the church while spewing vomit down upon many of us, and whose head is currently twisted back in a disgusting, yet quite impressive, 180 degrees. The exorcism will take place at precisely 3 a.m. inside her cold and misty bedroom. If you're interested, please sign up with Kevin immediately following Mass. He can be located beneath a 1996 Burgundy Ford Tempo. Anyone who has sturdy rope that can be used to tie Miss O'Neill to her bedpost is asked to bring it a half an hour before exorcism time. Anyone interested in viewing the exorcism in person is, of course, urged to purchase tickets as soon as possible, as seats are nearly sold out. The Satanists sitting in the back have just informed me via a message written in blood on the wall behind them that hell awaits us all. Thank you for the update. This month's parish movie night has been cancelled. In the past, movie night has been held in the Father Vincent Diesel Memorial Annex of Parish Hall. As you are aware, the annex is now off limits, as it appears to be the epicenter of the diocesan locust plague, and is occupied by the Locust King, the ever-victorious and iron-willed Commander-in-Chief, Leopold, and his top military officials. The Supreme Parish Council has appointed a task force that is working to reach terms with the Locust Garrison, but there is no time frame for the situation to be resolved. In the meantime, please avoid the annexed area. A special note to all those attending the Spiritual Exercises Retreat with Father James Halpert in 2 weeks, there will be a few changes to the typical structure as seen in years past. Instead of silence and solitude, all participants will be asked to speak incessantly throughout the retreat and will not be allowed even the brief moment of solitude, including times in the shower and restrooms. Also, there will be no showers or restrooms at the retreat. The major theme that will be covered this year is, why is the devil always so pissed off? For all those attending for the first time, please note that spiritual direction will take place every day and that you are asked to interrupt Father Halpert as little as possible while giving him spiritual advice, as he has many issues to get off his chest over the weekend. The Parish Ecumenical Outreach Committee has joined with various churches in our community to present a bull sacrifice and barbecue event. You do not want to miss this chance to have fellowship with our brothers and sisters of diverse faith backgrounds. This event begins at 7 p.m. on Thursday and is hosted by the Temple of Baal. There will be a short meet and greet, followed by what is sure to be a lively competition to call down fires from the heavens to light the sacrificial pyres and barbecue grills. If you are planning to attend, please sign up on the list in the vestibule to ensure that there will be enough bulls to slaughter for everyone. Also, please volunteer to bring a side dish or dessert. The new photo directory is expected to arrive soon. As you may recall, family and single portraits were collected using hidden cameras and long-range photography over 6 months ago. Copies of the new parish photo directory are not available for purchase. Only a very limited number of copies exist of the parish photo directory, and I myself do not wish to lay eyes upon it. The parish photo directory is maintained and protected by the Supreme Parish Council. The Supreme Parish Council, from whose bounty we receive all that is good, has also just sent me a message asking me to remind you that most of you are indeed going to hell, validating the Satanist message. They say that confessions have dipped, though sinning has not, which they know as a fact because of the microchips all of you received last year while you were asleep at home, and which assist in telepathically submitting all of your evil thoughts and actions in real time directly to them. So, to hit our yearly quota of confessions, I kindly urge you once more to formally submit your confessions to them so you can get clearance for confessions ASAP. Finally, please turn to page 346 in the pink hymnal and let us stand and sing, "Here I Am, Council."